Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. I am a child of God. What does it mean? I am a child of God. It is a sentence I have grown up hearing and a song I have sung hundreds and hundreds of times through the years. But even though I understand the concept in an intellectual way, I have had a harder time to really know it in my heart to be true. Being a mom has made it easier for me to understand. I know the feeling of love, that I have for my children. And there is nothing in the world that will change how I feel for them. And that is with the limiting three-dimensional going on four-dimensional to five-dimensional sort of love. I will share with you a story from my youth. When I was in my teens, I suffered from depression. For years, I spent my life reading books and living through books. I had a hard time in school and was bullied for everything from my glasses to being one of many siblings and my faith. There were many nights that I spent in tears in my room, and one thing I remember clearly is the feeling of not being loved. And I could honestly say that then and there, I did not think that anyone in the whole world cared about me and loved me. Teenage drama, absolutely. But for me, it was the truth. I wrote a lot of stories that all ended up with the main character dying. Bad stories that were coming from the sadness and emptiness inside of me. What I will share with you now is something that I have not shared with many people. I don't think that most of my family even know this. But one night, I was in bed. I had been sitting, staring at a razor for hours, working up the nerve to hurt myself, because all I wanted was for this emptiness to end. And I really didn't want to go on living. I went to sleep, and I woke up with this light in my room. It was pure and white and gold and warm and brilliant all at once. And two people stood by my bed, and they just looked at me. I didn't hear anything, and they didn't say anything, but the feeling of love that shone from them and all around me is a feeling deeper and more profound than anything I have ever experienced ever again. They just stood there, and I just knew how wrong I was from ever thinking I wasn't loved and that I didn't matter. I was very much loved, and when I woke up, so much in me had changed. I started writing poetry about Christ and the love he has for me, and I was changed in my very core. I always thought it was Heavenly Father and Jesus there by my bed. It could have been angels, I don't know. But what I do know is that from that day, I wanted to live. And I wanted to live in a way to make them proud of me. But this is not the first time in my life where I felt special. In the year of 1984, that was the year one of my brothers were born. As soon as he was born, they could tell that something was very wrong. He spent most of his life in the hospital, in the premature care or intensive care. I think he spent a week at home at maximum with oxygen with him always. The love I felt for him was overwhelming. And every night, prayed for him to live. I was so angry with God for letting my precious brother be so sick. But I was only 11 going on 12 when this happened. Anyway, he was born with multiple inside trauma. One lung, one kidney, all of the organs on his body was mirrored, so in the opposite positions. And people could live with one of their problems, but he was the first in Sweden with all of this at the same time. But the main problem was that his air tube going into the one lung he had was at a 90-degree angle. In most people, the angle is less than 45 degrees, but his being in 90 degrees, every time it changed, it closed off the airflow to his lungs. So he spent a lot of his time in those boxes with oxygen in them. So during this time, I prayed, and the doctor said that if he would make the first 6 months, he might actually survive. But a lot happened within me during this time. And by the time my younger brother turned 6 months and more, I started to relax. And this change happened inside of me. I started to realize that he was a perfect being. And that he didn't have to be on this earth. He had a different mission. He only had to come to get a body. I remember the night I changed my prayer a little. I still prayed for him to live. But I put in the little words in the end, "Thy will be done." When I woke up the next morning, I knew that he was gone. I just felt it. And when Dad gathered us around him for morning prayer, he said he had something to tell us. And I said, "I know he is dead." And he had passed in the night, choking to death in the arms of my father. The changes was within me. Had he died before that moment, I would have turned away from God and the church and everything. But he waited for me to understand and to come to peace with the knowing that he was ready for the next step. And I was important enough for my Heavenly Father that he was willing to wait and put my younger brother through suffering of life in order for me to understand. That strengthened my testimony of the church and in how important each of us are to our Heavenly Parents. These are two experiences from my life. And looking back, I can see how I have been guided and helped through so many changes and problems and hurt. And still, I didn't truly feel that I was important. So what has changed? Through all my life, I knew I had these gifts inside of me. But they were never discussed openly. I had a longing inside of me towards cards, mediumship, and other spiritual aspects. But I tried to suppress them. Hide them away, and it is hard trying to love yourself while you try to shy away and hide a huge part of the essence that is you. So going into my craniosacral therapy training, which led me to Reiki and doing the Reiki all levels, and getting in contact with a super conscious of myself, learning who I really am as a soul has helped me immensely in healing my self-love, and especially going to the soul realignment training. I really didn't want to, since it cost a bit, and it was in the beginning of the separation and I was struggling to get by month, and I stumbled on this ad on Facebook about soul realignment, and I got this pull to look at it. And after the introduction, you were offered a discount on buying the training, and I sat there not able to click down the page, and I offered up a prayer whether I should do it or not, and I muscle tested over and over, and every time I got a yes. So I did. I bought the course and their training right there and there. And that was exactly what I needed to understand myself more. And in the process, love myself more and work on healing old hurts. So I'm not fully there yet, but I don't know if you can get fully there while being restricted, not using our brain to full capacity. But I'm getting there one step at a time, one piece at a time, one experience at a time. So, what in your life has shown you how important you are? Have you really understood that you are a child of God and that you are so loved? Where are you in understanding what your gifts are and how to use them for good of all? Because in order for you to really understand who you are as a soul, you need to understand that you as a soul is perfect, flawless, with unlimited access to abundance and love from the universe. Then, we are put in this body on earth, and we are somewhat bound by the earthly laws. But that is just partly. We need to experience opposites to grow and evolve, and understand to become better persons. But we are infinite beings with a multitude of gifts, and a soul that is limitless, and the soul is beautiful. So, I want to write a meditation for you to get in contact with that part of you, your soul. I will just briefly talk about shadow work and have you understand that as humans, you are a whole being. As we are here to learn and experience life, we have got sides of ourselves that we might not be proud of, the shadow sides. These aspects are also in us for good, to help us. We cannot only be of good, there have to be balance inside of us, and every trait in us has an opposite. It is not bad in itself, it's how we access it or use it that can be used for good or evil, not the trait itself. It's the value you put in it that makes it good or bad. I will talk about that in a later episode. For now, it's just important for you to know and be aware of it, because you will have to embrace you and the whole you in order to fully love yourself. I will leave you with this thought. When you show yourself love, you will understand that setting boundaries are important because you are important. And when you show love and appreciation for yourself, you will be able to attract love and give love to and from others. And you will be able to more brightly be the light, share the light, spread the light, and shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world. Sit or lay down comfortably. Place your awareness on your breath. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. How does that feel to be present with your breath? How does it feel when your lungs fill up with air and then let go? Let go of all the stress and anxieties, all the worries with each breath out. And draw in pure white light to illuminate you from the inside with each breath in. Breathe in and breathe out. Close your eyes and keep breathing. Just keep breathing. See yourself standing on a meadow and look at the beauty that surrounds you. The grass, flowers, and trees. Feel the gentle breeze that tousles your hair and caresses your skin. See the sun shining brightly on a clear blue sky and hear the birds singing. See the butterflies and bumblebees that fly over the flowers and smell all the different fragrances coming from all around you. In front of you, you see a pillar of light. Go towards it. Step into the light pillar and feel the light fully enclose you. Close your eyes, and as you step out from the pillar, you will find yourself standing in a room with red velvet drapes over the walls. The floor under your feet is golden. You are standing in a room in your heart. You feel the beating of your heart through the floor, vibrating into your being. You see a door, and as you walk towards it, you feel the soft velvet underneath your fingers as you softly caresses the walls with your fingertips as you walk by. They feel warm and alive under your fingertips. You walk through the doorway and come into another chamber, a smaller one. And before you, in a gold frame, you see a window. You go to the window and look at it, but everything you see is blackness. As you squint your eyes, you see a light at a distance, like a little firebug flickering around. As it slowly drifts closer, you see that it is an orb, a golden white orb the size of a basketball, dancing in the darkness. It floats closer to you, and you can see it outside the window. Now you see that the orb is actually bright white, but it's filled with strips of pure gold. When you look closely, you see writing on the strips. You see words as name, birth, baptism, creation, marriage, death, pre-existence, judgment. And you realize that it is the very essence of your soul that you're looking at. The infinite soul that holds all information about you from the creation of its existence for all time to come. And you feel a curiosity from it as it looks at you as intently as you are looking at it. Slowly you put your hands to the window glass and you feel surprised as your hands go right through the glass and out on the other side. As your hands come closer to the orb, electricity shoots out from it like from a plasma ball. You place your hand on each side of the orb and slowly pulls it towards you. It floats through the glass and into the chamber where you stand. You feel a joy radiating from it. It has finally found you. As you stand there holding it in your hands, you feel your hands being pulled into the orb, and while your hands sink into it and land around a bright white core the size of a tennis ball, the outer layer of the orb starts to grow and grow. And soon it is all around you, and you are standing inside the orb holding the clear hard core in your hands. You hear a voice that is telling you to place it in your heart, and you slowly, slowly place it in your heart chakra. And it slowly integrates into your heart, and as you feel it there, you feel how the light is spreading throughout all of your body. And especially through your brain, and lights up and expands the boundaries of your brain, giving you access to more of it. Once the light have integrated in your body, the energy field that you are standing in starts to expand even further. And when it comes to the wall of the chamber, it coats it. And as the energy reaches the walls start to glow. And from there, the energy spreads throughout the body. And you can see it through the window as cells starts to light up with this divine energy and love, like a matrix lighting up in front of your eyes. And you feel strong. And your mind feels crystal clear. And you feel so alive and present. And in the glass window, you see your own reflection. Look at yourself. How do you look? Have you changed? Can you see you as this beautiful soul made from the divine? You are enough. You are lovable. You are abundant. You are pure unconditional love. See it. Feel it. Know it. And breathe. Turn around and see the pillar of light. Step into it and close your eyes. When you step out, you will find yourself back on the meadow. Has it changed? How does it feel? How do the new you feel? Fill your heart with gratitude and love and give thanks that you are alive today to be a part of this experience that we call life. And breathe. Just breathe. And know that you are so loved, so cherished. Breathe in that knowledge. I will count backwards from three, and on one, you will open your eyes and feel rejuvenated, loved, grateful, and grounded, and ready to start with today. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to your life.